The European debt crisis and its possible effects on the world economy will be on the minds of G8 leaders when they meet at the Camp David presidential retreat. New French President François Hollande will be there and also will visit the White House. Few analysts expect the G8 leaders to support major changes to Europe's troubled economy, nor do they expect the U.S. to back any bailout plans. Simon Johnson is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington.
The American economy looks somewhat precarious. The recovery is stuttering. If there is a major sovereign debt disaster and or financial market calamity in Europe, that cannot be good for President Obama's re-election prospects.
One G8 leader will be absent from Camp David. Recently inaugurated Russian President Vladimir Putin said he has other business in Moscow. So Prime Minister and former President Dmitry Medvedev will attend. One item on the agenda, food security in Africa. President Obama is expected to announce a plan to improve agricultural development on the continent, and he's invited the leaders from Benin, Ethiopia, Ghana, and Tanzania to attend the summit. Kristen Wedding is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Food security has been really a cornerstone of President Obama's foreign policy agenda, and by bringing over the four African leaders, he's really wanting to highlight the investments that the United States has made in Africa and the successes we've already seen.
The Obama administration made a three-year, $3.5 billion commitment in 2009 to long-term global food security and agricultural development, and Wedding expects the U.S. to seek new donors at the summit. Several G8 leaders will head to Chicago after Camp David to attend the NATO summit. Kent Klein, VOA News, the White House.